Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm China. Today is the 17th day of September. Welcome. So great to be here with you today. Get to finish out another great week here together. And it's been a good week. Been a really restorative and peaceful week. So today we are continuing our story in the book of Daniel with chapters 10 through 12. And we finish off for this week with the New International Version. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, revelation was given to Daniel, who was called Belshazzar. Its message was true, and it concerned a great war. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision. At that time, I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. I ate no choice food, no meat or wine touched my lips, and I used no lotions at all until the 3 weeks were over. On the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river, the Tigris, I looked up, and there before me was a man dressed in linen, with a belt of fine gold from Uphaz around his waist. His body was like topaz, his face like lightning, his eyes like flaming torches. His arms and legs were like the gleam of burnished bronze, and his voice was like the sound of a multitude. I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. Those who were with me did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them that they had fled and hid themselves. I was left alone, gazing at this great vision. I had no strength left. My face turned deathly pale, and I was helpless. Then I heard him speaking, and as I listened to him, I fell into a deep sleep, my face to the ground. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, "Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you, and stand up, for I have now been sent to you." And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. Then he continued, "Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come." While he was saying this to me, I bowed with my face towards the ground and was speechless. Then one who looked like a man touched my lips, and I opened my mouth and began to speak. I said to the one standing before me, "I'm overcome with anguish because of the vision, my lord, and I feel very weak. How can I, your servant, talk with you, my lord? My strength is gone and I can barely breathe." Again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. "Do not be afraid, you who are highly esteemed," he said. "Peace. Be strong now. Be strong." When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, "Speak, my lord, since you have given me strength." So he said, "Do you know why I've come to you? Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia, and when I go, the prince of Greece will come. But first I will tell you what is written in the book of truth. No one supports me against them, except Michael, your prince. And in the first year of Darius the Mede, I took my stand to support and protect him. Now then, I tell you the truth. 3 more kings will arise in Persia, and then a fourth, who will be far richer than all the others. When he has gained power by his wealth, he will stir up everyone against the kingdom of Greece. Then a mighty king will arise, who will rule with great power and do as he pleases. After he has arisen, his empire will be broken up and parceled out towards the four winds of heaven. It will not go to his descendants, nor will it have the power he exercised, because his empire will be uprooted and given to others. The king of the south will become strong, but one of his commanders will become even stronger than he and will rule his own kingdom with great power. After some years, they will become allies. The daughter of the king of the south will go to the king of the north to make an alliance, but she will not retain her power, and he and his power will not last. In those days, she will be betrayed, together with her royal escort and her father, and the one who supported her. One from her family line will arise to take her place. He will attack the forces of the king of the north and enter his fortress. He will fight against them and be victorious. He will also seize their gods, their metal images, and their valuable articles of silver and gold and carry them off to Egypt. For some years, he will leave the king of the north alone. Then the king of the north will invade the realm of the king of the south, but will retreat to his own country. His sons will prepare for war and assemble a great army, which will sweep on like an irresistible flood and carry the battle as far as his fortress. And the king of the south will march out into a rage and fight against the king of the north, who will raise a large army, but it will be defeated. When the army is carried off, the king of the south will be filled with pride and will slaughter many thousands, yet he will not remain triumphant. For the king of the north will muster another army, larger than the first, and after several years he will advance with a huge army fully equipped. In those times, many will rise against the king of the south. Those who are violent among your own people will rebel in fulfillment of the vision, but without success. And the king of the north will come and build up siege ramps and will capture a fortified city. The forces of the south will be powerless to resist. Even their best troops will not have the strength to stand. The invader will do as he pleases. No one will be able to stand against him. He will establish himself in the beautiful land and will have the power to destroy it. He will determine to come with the might of his entire kingdom and will make an alliance with the king of the south, and he will give him a daughter in marriage in order to overthrow the kingdom. But his plans will not succeed or help him. Then he will turn his attention to the coastlands and will take many of them. But a commander will put an end to his insolence and will turn his insolence back on him. After this, he will turn back towards the fortresses of his own country, but will stumble and fall, to be seen no more. His successor will send out a tax collector to maintain the royal splendor. In a few years, however, he will be destroyed, yet not in anger or in battle. He will be succeeded by a contemptible person who has not been given the honor of royalty. He will invade the kingdom when its people feel secure, and he will seize it through intrigue. Then an overwhelming army will be swept away before him. Both it and a prince of the covenant will be destroyed. After coming to an agreement with him, he will act deceitfully, and with only a few people, he will rise to power. When the richest provinces feel secure, he will invade them and will achieve what neither his fathers nor his forefathers did. He will distribute plunder, loot, and wealth among his followers. He will plot the overthrow of fortresses, but only for a time. With a large army, he will stir up his strength and courage against the king of the south. The king of the south will wage war with a large and very powerful army, but he will not be able to stand because of the plots devised against him. Those who eat from the king's provisions will try to destroy him. His army will be swept away, and many will fall in battle. The two kings, with their hearts bent on evil, will sit at the same table and lie to each other, but to no avail, because an end will still come to the appointed time. The king of the north will return to his own country with great wealth, but his heart will be set against the Holy Covenant. He will take action against it and then return to his own country. At the appointed time, he will invade the south again, but this time the outcome will be different from what it was before. Ships to the western coastland will oppose him, and he will lose heart, and he will turn back and vent his fury against the whole Holy Covenant. He will return and show favor to those who forsake the Holy Covenant. His armed forces will rise up to desecrate the temple fortress and will abolish the daily sacrifice. Then they will set up the abomination that causes desolation. With flattery, he will corrupt those who have violated the covenant, but the people who know their God will firmly resist him. Those who are wise will instruct many, though for a time they will fall by the sword or be burned or captured or plundered. When they fall, they will receive a little help, and many who are not sincere will join them. Some of the wise will stumble, so that they may be refined, purified, and made spotless until the time of the end, for it will still come at the appointed time. The king will do as he pleases. He will exalt and magnify himself above every god, and will say unheard of things against the God of gods. He will be successful until the time of wrath is completed. for what has been determined must take place. He will show no regard for the gods of his ancestors or for the one desired by women, nor will he regard any god, but will exalt himself above them all. Instead of them, he will honor a god of fortresses, a god unknown to his ancestors. He will honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and costly gifts. He will attack the mightiest fortresses with the help of a foreign god and will greatly honor those who acknowledge him. He will make them rulers over many people and will distribute the land at a price. At the time of the end of the king of the south will engage him in battle, and the king of the north will storm out against him with chariots and cavalry and a great fleet of ships. He will invade many countries and sweep through them like a flood. He will also invade the beautiful land. Many countries will fall. The Edom, Moab, and the leaders of Ammon will be delivered from his hand. He will extend his power over many countries. Egypt will not escape. He will gain control of the treasures of gold and silver and all the riches of Egypt, with the Libyans and the Cushites in submission. But reports from the east and the north will alarm him, and he will set out in a great rage to destroy and annihilate many. He will pitch his royal tents between the seas at the beautiful holy mountain. Yet he will come to his end, and no one will help him. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. It will be a time of distress, such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, roll up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there before me stood two others, and on this bank of the river, and one on the opposite bank. One of them said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, "How long will it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled?" The man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, lifted his right hand and his left hand towards heaven. And I heard him swear by him who lives forever, saying, "It will be for a time, times, and a half a time, when the power of the holy people has been finally broken. All these things will be completed." I heard, but I did not understand. So I asked, "My Lord, what will the outcome of all this be?" He replied, "Go your way, Daniel, because the words are rolled up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. From the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination that causes desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. Blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end of the 1,335 days. As for you, go your way till the end. You will rest, and then at the end of the days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance." Wow, Lord, I thank you for your word. And God, I pray that we would be a people who desire purification, to be made spotless and to be refined. God, I pray that we would not be people who desire wicked things or things that feel temporary of satisfaction, but God, that we would be people who are kingdom-minded, that we would have the desire to seek first your kingdom. And Lord, I just pray that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear, that we wouldn't be people who are distracted by things of this world or things that even feel slightly glimmering. God, I pray that we would lean not on our own understanding and lean into you. And I thank you for your word that is good and is true. And God, I pray that we would be sanctified. And I thank you that there is even a way that we could do this. We're not praying for something to happen. We're praying from a place of victory in you, Christ Jesus, that has already been. And so we receive that. And Lord, I just thank you for your word. And it is in your name we pray. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is our website. That's the place of connection. So be sure to check that out if you have not already. If you have prayer requests and, you know, you want community and people in the faith to come and pray with you and over you, you can call in at 800-583-2164. And if you listen through the app, you can record your prayer requests in through there. And they get sent in and played at the end of every day's podcast. And that is all for today. I'm China. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, DAB. I'm John from MS. And I could use some prayer. My family and I are having trouble finding jobs. And have had trouble for several months now. Really, really use some prayer and could really use some intervention. Been a long time listener of DAB, listened for quite a few years. First year in chronological, excuse me. Liking it so far, could really use some prayer. Thank you so much.
Hello, everyone. This is Cindy Lou Who in Texas. I haven't been on in a long time. I rarely have time to sit and actually put into words what I'm thinking. I listen every day to Chronological and to DAB with Brian. And I'm always hearing your prayer requests, and I think I need to reach out, but then I'm getting ready to go to work, and I'm busy, and then I have not had a moment to breathe during the day. I have been a substitute teacher last year and then into this year. And my prayer request is, I took a long-term substitute position for seventh grade English language arts. A friend at that school, it's a seventh and eighth grade. She reached out and she coordinates the subs, and she was new to the campus and was looking for someone. And she knew that I was on the roster, called me up. Went to high school with her, known her forever, just don't have a lot of contact with her all the time. So I took the position. Guys, the students haven't gotten any better. These are the sixth graders I had a lot last year, and they still don't know how to be in a classroom. And the fact that the teacher that I replaced had a heart transplant. And she's supposed to be back by the 1st of November. I'm slated on the schedule through the end of October, and that's another 7 weeks I have to endure this. And it is enduring because it has compromised my ability to stay level-headed, because these are, 12, 13-year-old boys and girls that think they're grown. But just be praying for me. I need to make a decision whether to back out and let them have someone else or stick with this. I had confirmation yesterday that I need to do whatever I need to do to take care of myself. And that's the only answer I have right now, is to leave. So thank you.
Good evening, Dempsey family. This is Tanya calling in from Suffolk. Today is Sunday, September 11th. I just want to call and pray for Jeremy and Alan, which is from Scotland, has esophageal cancer. And then Susan has lung cancer. She's from New York. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm lifting up Jeremy, Alan, and Susan to you, Father. Father, I'm asking for just to heal them, Father, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. I'm asking that you just bring people that they can come in contact with, Lord, that can be encouraging to them while they experience this journey that they're going through, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, even with Jeremy, I think that's what she stated, that he's not a believer in Christ. But Lord, we know that all things are possible, Lord God. So I'm just trusting and believing, Lord God, that someone will come in contact with him as well, Heavenly Father. And that will allow him to change his mind and reach out to you for his own healing, Father. But in the meantime, Father, once again, I say again that I lift these three names up to you, Father, because I'm going to stand in the gap, Father, because I just trust and believe in you, Lord, Father, that all things will be done according to your will, Father. And I'm speaking once again, divine healing, Father, divine intervention and divine deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. You guys have a great day, and I pray that your week coming up be blessed as always. I love you guys.
Good morning, DABC. This is God's Sunshine in California. And I'm calling in today to ask if you guys would come alongside my husband and I in prayer. We've been in a legal battle with our business for the last couple of years, and we're headed to mediation next week on the 22nd. And we could just use your prayers for the truth to continue to be revealed through all the paperwork and documentation and conversations that will be had. And we're just praying for God to get all the glory in this situation, as it's been because of him that we are where we are today. And so we thank you for the prayers and in advance, and we will be in touch and let you know how things go along the way. So thank you. Love to you all. Prayers lifted up for each and every person. Thank you.